Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
Hello again. It is Crew Call here on the Motor Racing Network, taking you into the garage area and talking to the folks that make the race cars go around in circles. I'm Steve Post, pit road reporter for Motor Racing Network, joined by 25-time and championship-winning crew chief, Todd Gordon. Hello, Todd. How are you?
I'm great. Coming off an off weekend.
The NASCAR world is great. Everyone's chomping at the bit. We're getting ready to go. The countdown to the playoffs is on. Going to be an exciting time, that's for sure.
So yeah, 10 races till we get to the playoffs. And so many question marks about what happens in those 10. And they're not 10 cookie cutter races. So an exciting time.
No doubt about it. 10 cup races to the playoffs, 12 Xfinity Series races. They got a long way to go. Boy, on the opposite end of that, the Truck Series, 4 races before their playoffs begin. So that's what we're going to do here on Crew Call. We're going to kind of break down and set the table for the stretch drive of the regular season here in all the NASCAR series. So stay with us. When we come back, we'll start talk a little bit about the Cup Series and the 10 races to get to the championship round.
Hey, everyone, it's Kyle Busch. At Cheddar's, you get a variety of American classics in a place that feels like home. They have comfort food like hand-breaded chicken tenders, homemade chicken pot pie with nearly a half a pound of roasted chicken under that golden flaky crust, slow-smoked baby back ribs so big they're falling off the plate, all for unbeatable prices. And the best part? A free honey butter croissant for every guest. Now that's how they do it. Cheddar's. Get a lot for not a lot.
It is Crew Call here on the Motor Racing Network. Todd Gordon and Steve Post hanging out, just setting things up for the playoffs, the Cup Series. We are 16 races in, 10 races left. And Todd, when we look at the 10 races, let alone, let's not worry about points and playoff spots and seating and everything like that. Man, we've got everything in these 10 races. We really do. Three road courses, 2 flat short tracks, 2 super speedways, 2 intermediates, and 1 Pocono.
I like that you put Pocono as a Pocono.
Oh, yeah, Pocono is its own category. Boy, I'm telling you what, if you've got a strength in any department in your program, you've got a shot at this point.
Yeah, yes. And the question marks, the outliers, the chances for the outside win, 3 road courses, 1 being a street course we've never been to.
Yep.
Coming up here in just a couple weeks. Chicago street course, that's going to be phenomenal and a lot of learning to do. Street racing, a bridge that runs up and over, downhill, uphill, around a fountain. That's going to be interesting. The road courses, we've got 2 really good road courses coming up with, I mean, we just came off of it the week before the break here. Sonoma, you've got many players. There's, I could make an argument for 15 or 18 different people that could win at those places. So it's going to be fun. And none of these racetracks are repeated into the playoffs. So it's not like you're not making the notebook. You're just trying to make the momentum.
Right. Just build the momentum. Yeah. When you look at the road courses, of course, the uncertainty of the street race, the uncertainty of turn 1 at Indy, where you can have an absolutely spectacular day until you're having an absolutely terrible finish or vice versa.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. And then the very traditional high-speed Watkins Glen. Boy, I'll tell you, Watkins Glen just always is fun to get to. The super speedways, even the intermediates, you've got concrete in Nashville, very traditional 2-mile Michigan. There's just not really a lot of, if you don't like what we had this week in NASCAR, well, don't worry. We're going somewhere different next week.
Exactly. Just wait. It's coming next week, right?
No doubt. When we look at this thing, we've got 10 drivers that we feel locked in on wins. And we're down with 6 spots left in 10 races. So we're probably not going, I don't know.
I wouldn't say they're 100% locked in, but I feel pretty confident in saying those 10 race cars are locked in.
Yep. 3 wins for William Byron and Kyle Busch and their respective teams. Two wins for Kyle Larson and Denny Hamlin, and then lone wins for Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick, Christopher Bell, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. When I look at this...
You missed Martin Truex Jr. Martin with Truex, two wins.
Yeah, Martin Truex Jr. with two wins. How did I miss him?
He just won last week.
Yeah.
We had an off week between then.
Exactly. Well, we've been out to lunch, that's for sure. when I look at this thing, Ross Chastain and Kevin Harvick, they are 172 and 173 points respectively from the cutoff line. To me, if we don't end up with winners across the board, their points position seems, 10 races seems fairly good.
I agree with that. And not being a crew chief on that team, I feel pretty confident in the media side because the penalty's not, if it doesn't end that way, it doesn't cost me, right? I do feel like those two are pretty solid. And then you go back and you look from behind that. I'll go back. I'm going to hit on it. But Chris Buescher has had a great run through the last, I'm going to say, 2 months.
Yeah.
He's come from being the bubble, below the bubble, to ahead of his teammate and 11th in points, in a really solid position. But that's the place that I think you start still having concern because of all of the question marks of racetracks we've got coming up and the opportunities for people that aren't in the top, 10 to win races. Because if you look at it, all of our race winners so far have all come from the top 14 points positions.
Right. We haven't had one of those.
Even Ricky Stenhouse, who we thought was kind of an outlier to start the season with a Daytona 500 win, he's been weekly. You've talked about it several times this program. He's been strong weekly. They've put together great runs. They're 14th in points.
Yeah,
continuing forward. So we don't have the guys in 20th, 21st, 22nd with wins like we did last year. It's all been within the points, guys. So we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, you're sitting there 13th and 14th are Buescher and Keselowski. And RFK, their performance has been so good. Boy, can you imagine if they get a little momentum with a win or two? Either one of those guys can win races really good. After that, then we get into the scrum. Bubba Wallace right now plus 26. Alex Bowman plus 3. Daniel Suarez minus 3, Ty Gibbs, Michael McDowell, AJ Allmendinger, Austin's. It just goes on and on. It's a scrum. It's wild. It really is.
I actually did this a couple weeks ago when I was looking at this because I didn't understand why Matt Swiderski with AJ Allmendinger called the race he did. Pretty conservative. They raced through both stages. They gave up some track position doing it. And then I looked at it. He's 32 or 33 points behind the cut line. Like they've got to chase every point they can, especially with the strength of the road course schedule that's coming up. People like AJ, like Michael McDowell, Austin Cindric, another kid that I think he's a pretty good little road racer and has an opportunity, but they're all right there in fighting range of this kind of group from Chris Buescher and Brad Keselowski, they're both in decent shape, but you get back behind Ricky Stenhouse and points and it's a cluster right here, and you've got Alex Bowman, who's right there at the cut line, he's missed a couple races. Their performance, I feel like they're going to move their way forward. If Chase Elliott wins
there's the other one, too.
And this is the time of the year last year that Chase Elliott went on a huge barrage. They won at Nashville. They were leading it at Road America when Tyler beat him, but he finished second there. They won at Pocono.
Yeah, they're that one. They're 27th in the points with all the challenges, the problems, the penalties, the downtime for Chase.
Yes.
And they're 27th in points. You've got to figure in these 10 races, they would be the easiest pick of those guys outside to jump, and then that moves everyone down again in the pecking order.
If Alex moves his way in, as he's done, he's kind of back, but we'll see where that goes forward. I would presume he will move his way in. And if Chase wins, that moves that cut line where
then you're getting
that
close.
Chris Buescher, Brad Keselowski range becomes nervous. So we'll see where it all falls. That's what's great about this. We got 10 races to figure this out.
10 races to figure this out. That's for sure. Again, that's 3 road courses, 2 flat tracks, Richmond and New Hampshire. We didn't talk about those tracks, but we'll see how they fare at those. The one trip we go to New Hampshire every year. So
And I mean, you want to talk about outliers, but a couple of years ago, Eric Amarola dominated at New Hampshire.
That's right. Remember that? Yeah, that's right.
So Ryan Preece, a short track racer, another one deep in the points. That there's just so many things that
you can pick every one of these races, and you could pick 2 or 3 guys in this category outside and say, it's not a long shot to think they win. A Ty Gibbs, Ty Gibbs performance, if they can continue to ratchet it up in the level that they're going, and there's one to me that doesn't stand out. There's one to me that you could take each of these 10 races and a Ty Gibbs, he's been so good across the board. Mm-hmm. He's been like a good 10th place, 9th place, 11th place car. They ratchet it up and get to be 6th, 5th place car and a late race restart or something, they could win a race.
And this is where you start to see that come out of a team like this, because not only is Ty a rookie, but Chris Gayle.
Yep.
Chris was a Cup crew chief with the old car.
Right.
So he's on the learning curve of mm-hmm. and we talked to him about it, but this is an opportunity. They can continue to get better. They're 11 points behind Bowman right now for 16th. Right. And as that cut line moves up, but their performance can drag them up there with it. It's going to be a great run.
Yeah, their performance has been so good. So, yeah, I think you can talk to about any one of these drivers back through the top 20. Well, top 27 is where Chase Elliott is. And shoot 28th is Austin Dillon, and he went to Daytona and won last year.
Yes.
Yeah, so
you never know you're going to be good. And really, you thought about it when we looked at it last year when we went into Daytona, because Kyle Busch had relinquished his guarantee into the playoffs. Kurt Busch did. Because of the concussion symptoms he had. That put it where there were two spots left. And I think Blaney and Truex felt like they'd be that as long as there was an outlier winner. Up comes Austin Dillon.
Yep.
So that put Martin Truex out. This could go straight down to Daytona again.
It will go straight down to Saturday night in Daytona in August. It's going to be awesome. It really, truly is. So yeah. Cup Series, 10 races left. When we look at Xfinity, there's 12 races left. We got a little ways to go in this one. But again, the diversity of the tracks, 4 road courses. They've got Chicago, Indy, Watkins Glen, but they've got Road America mm-hmm. in the schedule. And man, I love that road course. I love that place. That's just good stuff.
And this was an Xfinity only race before we moved the date,
right?
The Cup date there a couple years ago. So it's a place I remember. I mean, yeah. I've got great memories running there mm-hmm. In the past, and it's put on a heck of a show. I've seen some wet weather races there that were phenomenal.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
It's a cool event and a great venue, and really excited to see Xfinity get the headline there.
They've got a lot of four intermediate tracks, but they're all different from each other. We've got Nashville, Michigan, Darlington, and Kansas. The intermediates, the 2 super speedways, like the Cup Series, Daytona and Atlanta. They only have 1 short track with New Hampshire, and they have a Pocono as well. So Xfinity Series, when we look at this, Austin Hill has 3 wins. John Hunter Nemechek has 2. Justin Allgaier, Cole Custer, Chandler Smith, Jeb Burton, and Sammy Smith are race winners. And again, we've got a ways to go on this one, but there's some interesting characters still looking for wins here in the Xfinity Series.
I felt like the lack of wins out of Junior Motorsports,
yes.
And they finally accomplished that here a couple weeks ago. But
they're starting
to build that momentum forward. It'd be fun to watch. They've got, as you talked about, 12 races. They've got a little longer to get everything in shape. Obviously John Hunter, we expected him to be strong in the JGR Toyota and you know, a winner in the truck series and doing well here. I'd say to me the surprise this year was Austin Hill's strength beyond road or speedway racing.
Right.
He's come forward. They've done a really good job with it.
Yes, they really have. They have done a great job with it. You mentioned Junior Motorsports. Josh Berry is 8th in the points. Sam Mayer is 10th. And Brandon Jones. But Brandon seems to be picking up just a little bit here. We'll see how he goes. He had a rough outing at Sonoma. We'll see. I'll be shocked if Brandon Jones is not in this playoff, but he's 14th right now. So they got some work to do. So.
Yeah, they've got to figure out how to turn the tides of the ship. Not what we expected out of Brandon and this 9 team, and they've got time to work on it.
Yes, they do. So there you have it, Xfinity Series. We got a long way left to go, and the Truck Series, 4 races. 4 races, and listen to this lineup of races. Nashville, Mid-Ohio, Pocono, and Richmond. Wow. I mean, that's just... They start their playoffs August at O'Reilly Raceway Park or IRP or whatever they're calling it, Lucas Oil Raceway, whatever.
It's the old IRP.
That beautiful little 5/8 mile piece of oval racetrack just west of Indianapolis. It is a great racetrack for sure. But Nashville, Mid-Ohio, Pocono, and Richmond. So again, the variety here, you got a lot of people that say, man, we might not be good here, but we got this strength. It's going to be fun to watch this one too.
It is. And I've talked to the truck guys, a couple of them, and it just puzzles me because the schedule's so broken up. You've got a race, you're off a week. Yeah. You like we talk about whether the off weekend we just had for Cup, you know, breaks momentum. Well, the truck series, they can never build momentum if that's the case. But good for the smaller teams. They got a little more time to prepare for it. But they're down to crunch time with four to go. Interesting to me, the Grant Enfinger. I feel like he's kind of coming of his own here the last couple 6 weeks and fun to watch.
Enfinger, Zane Smith, and Christian Eckes has two wins. Corey Heim, Carson Hocevar, Ben Rhodes have one win. We've talked a lot in all these tours about the playoff races, the playoff bubble, who's good, who's not. When you look, and this really could be Cup, could be Xfinity, could be trucks, the teams that are locked in, that we know are locked in, that they're not counting points, what do they need to do in the next four races in the truck series, dozen races? When you're sitting there, when you're Grant Enfinger or you're Christian Eckes, what do you want to do in these four races to get ready for playoff?
Stack bonus points.
I want
all the playoff points I can get. So if I can move my way forward, because the regular season points still matter for how that works, and if I can figure out how to get myself, you know, another win, a stage win, anything you can get to stack those playoff points. Because that goes in your back pocket. Last year in the Cup side, Chase Elliott doesn't advance as far as he does if he doesn't have the plethora of bonus points, playoff points he starts with, because he had poor performances in the first race of each round. You want to buy yourself the insurance policy. You're going to look at these places. They're not places you're going back to race in the playoffs, but you want to go figure out how to steal all those playoff points you can.
Stacking points. That is for sure.
Yeah.
Stacking points, and we'll see what happens with the Truck Series. The Truck Series gets in action this weekend at Nashville as well. So, an exciting time. It really, truly is. The countdown is on to the playoffs, and with all three series, I just can't wait to see what happens in each of them.
Yeah, it's cool that we kind of have a countdown to each of them that's in a different time slot. So, we aren't stacking all of it where the Truck Series playoff cutoff race doesn't fall on a Cup weekend when it gets kind of overshadowed by it. By getting to it earlier and getting to the Xfinity one later, I think it gives us three different storylines and times to talk about it and give them their due respect.
No doubt about it. Speaking of due respect, whoever decided that the Cup playoffs start at Darlington, I give them due respect. Darlington is such a special place, and we know the history of this place. And when it went from two races to one, it just broke so many of our hearts. And then it comes back with the Southern 500, and then we do throwback, and then even in 2020 when NASCAR got back to racing was Darlington. It is such a beautiful part of our sport, and I love where we've landed with it. Throwback in the spring, let's just make the Southern 500 round one of the playoffs. We're not going to tiptoe into this playoffs. We're going to come in with arguably the toughest race of the year. I just love that we start the playoffs at Darlington.
Yeah, it's the epitome of the racetrack that you race the track, not the cars. And we race on a part of the racetrack that wasn't intended to be the racetrack. I mean, how genius is that? You know, when you look at it, that's why it's so narrow. It's cool. I love that we repaved this place back in 08, and it's back to, I mean, it came back to being its own creature pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I love it. I agree. It's where our playoffs should start.
Exactly. Labor Day weekend show, the playoffs starting at Darlington. For the Truck Series, the playoffs start at O'Reilly Raceway Park in August. And the Xfinity Series, that's Las Vegas in September, I think, is when they start. So great, great stuff. No doubt about it. As we get ready for playoff racing here across the top three divisions in NASCAR. Stay with us. We'll set you up for Nashville here in just a moment.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back. It is Crew Call here on the Motor Racing Network. Todd Gordon and Steve Post breaking it down and setting up for the stretch drive to the playoffs. 10 races remain for the Cup. We talked about a dozen for Xfinity, four for the trucks, and they all start this weekend at Nashville. Let's talk about the Cup Series at Nashville. What are we looking for on that concrete oval there?
I tell you what, since we've brought back the Nashville Super Speedway on a schedule, it's been pretty wide.
Yeah.
It's a unique racetrack. It's a mile and a third. Seems like it's like an intermediate, but it races like a short track. You know, lots of break into the corners there. I had a brake rotor failure there a couple of years ago with Blaney. I was mad at myself because I knew it. I knew the place raced like a short track and didn't bring the right brakes, but a cool place. They spray the resin on it, and it seems like it races pretty wide. Lots of action there. Chase Elliott did win here last year.
Oh boy.
Be fun to see if that can be backed up by Allen and Chase, but there were other players who were pretty good as well.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of Toyotas, if I'm not mistaken, were pretty good as well out there.
Yeah, yeah, Martin Truex, our feature winner from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. He's continuing on, yeah.
He won both stages, led the most laps.
That was back when Martin was not winning races. Now he's back to winning races, and he was winning stages last year there as well. So that was,
Yeah. And Denny was pretty good as well. But you don't know. It's a new year. It's a year removed. I mean, we'll see where it all plays out, but I think an exciting place to race.
Yeah, really is. Great, great stuff, that is for sure. Motor Racing Network will be out there with the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. It is the Rackley Roofing 200, Friday night at 7:30. Then we'll shift the broadcast over to our friends at PRN, the Performance Racing Network, Saturday for the Xfinity Series, and Sunday night for the Ally 400. What's your take on night racing at Nashville? We did it a lot in the Xfinity Series back in the day, I think.
And I'm better on it on concrete tracks than on asphalt tracks. I think this place, because, you know, asphalt, as we take heat into it, puts on better racing. I think it's slicker.
Yeah.
But I think I like it. It's a summertime night race, and they've got a great lighting system there. And this place, like I said, as they prepped it with the resin, they spray the whole racetrack, but it takes rubber that way.
Yeah.
I look forward to it. I think it's a cool night race.
Cool night race. Going to be fun. That's
it
sure.
May not be a cool night
well,
race,
Well, I
though.
Think that's why we have it in the night, is because the temperature out there, it's warm. It's yes. warm in yes. Nashville in June, for sure. So it is going to be awesome, that is for sure. We are really good. Good to catch up. Good to get a chance to set the table here as we get ready to go, because, boy, here on Crew Call, we're going to be busy down the stretch of this one, the next 20 weeks.
Yeah, these next 20 weeks are going to be spectacular. The playoff run for the trucks through the, you know, till we get to it's early in August they yeah. start it. And then for Cup, the 10 weeks we got, there's a lot that's going to happen, a lot for us to talk about.
Stay tuned, that's for sure, to Crew Call. So great, great stuff. He's Todd Gordon, I'm Steve Post. We appreciate each and every one of you taking some time and joining us here this week on MRN's Crew Call. Mm-hmm.